This is one of my favorite seasons of the whole year, this short month of August, because it's Palisade peach season. Those peaches that are so sweet and so fine that come from Colorado. Now, I like all peaches, and when I'm down south, you know, when I'm in South Carolina or Georgia, certainly I'll eat their peaches. But I prefer the ones from Colorado. They really are the best. And so during this season, during this month of August, I'll go and probably buy a dozen a week. And Father Johnson, he can't stand them. So I'm happy to eat them all. Joe is actually really happy as well. He's been in Italy for the last 2 years, and so he hasn't been able to experience some of the foods that we have here in the United States, so he's excited to share them with me. But yeah, Father Johnson, he's got some, I think, woundedness from his family of origin. You'll have to ask him about it later, about why he doesn't like peaches, but we're happy to eat them all. And this is really the way God has created us, with favorites, with preferences. That's okay. You might have a favorite outfit that you like to wear, a favorite restaurant, a favorite type of food, a favorite music or band, even a preferred mass time. You probably almost always come to the same mass time, huh? You might even have a preferred priest. I won't ask which one. Neither of us are ready for the response, I don't think. And we're even a little lighter today because Father Connor is coming at the 11 o'clock. So everyone not here at this Mass, they're probably coming to 11 because they prefer Father Connor. They want to see him today. And that's okay. We have preferences. We have wants. We have desires. We have favorites. And it's the way the Lord has hardwired us. And if I live that well, it actually helps me go from my favorite, from my preferred thing, to my not favorite thing or my not preferred thing. You know, I don't only eat peaches. If I did, that'd be pretty dangerous. If that's the only thing I'm eating, I prefer them. I prefer this food or this restaurant or this friendship even. But I don't always only go to that. It's certainly what I want and what I desire. But if I live that well, if I am just open to that and enjoy it when I have it, it helps me love things outside of that too. Now, even in exclusive relationships like friendships or marriages, you married people, you probably married your favorite person. Or at least you better say that you did. But that's not the only person that you love in life. You love other people, and because you've known the love of this one particular person, this one individual, in a unique and exclusive way, it ought to help you love other people too. It helps the love inside of you grow and then reach outside of your preferences and your desires and your favorites so that you might love other things and other people too. It's the way we're hardwired, and I really think this is a reflection of who God is and how he's made us like him. You know, God has preferences. God has favorites even. Have you seen that bumper sticker? God loves you, but I'm his favorite. Okay, that might be a little boastful, but the Lord does call us as individuals. He doesn't just say, I love you people. He doesn't just say that. He says, I love you, individual. I love you. I've called you. I've elected you by name in a unique, a particular way. This is the way the Lord touches our lives, not in a generic way, but in a specific way. And then that specificity reaches outside of those boundaries to love and bless others. And this is how the Lord was always loving his people. We hear this all throughout the Bible, throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, even in our readings today. Our reading from the Book of Wisdom, it talks about the Passover of our fathers, when they were in Egypt and Moses and they were enslaved, the Lord saved a particular people. He called Moses by name, and he passed over them and saved them, not just for themselves, but for the sake of many. He saved one people, he saved one nation for the sake of others. He chose them as he chooses us. We sang that in the responsorial psalm, huh? Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own, his peculiar, special, particular people. He chose Abraham before he chose Moses. We hear about him in the letter to the Hebrews, this faith that Abraham was able to express in this exclusive way with the Lord. And because he was able to enjoy this preference, many were blessed. That came later in the reading. Therefore, came from forth from one man, himself as good as dead. Abraham was old, barren, counted almost as good as dead, but the Lord chose him in that place. And then descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore came forth. The Lord called particularly, he called specifically, he called by name an individual, not just for his sake, but for the sake of many. And this is how my preferences even lead me to the many. They lead me to greater realities, but it has to start somewhere. It has to start with a particular choice, a particular call, a particular election that then leads me outside of it. And we certainly hold this lightly, brothers and sisters, that yes, the Lord has chosen me. He calls me his favorite. That might feel uncomfortable a bit. He's called me a preferred one. But because of that, I've received more, and then I ought to give more. He called me not just for myself, he called me for the sake of many. That's a vocation lived well, knowing that he called me and he calls me to bless more. Jesus ends this parable today with that. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. We're men and women, brothers and sisters, who have been chosen. We've found ourselves in a good place, that the Lord desires us. He's preferred us, even in a scandalous way. He likes us. And we ought to hold that lightly and then reach out from that place of blessing, knowing the Lord calls not just me, he calls more. And so let's just own that today. The Lord loves me. He loves me by name. He calls me. And he loves more through me. So let's come to the Lord now in grateful hearts. Let's come to him so that we might go out and reach more with the gospel.